We now present Dr. Bob Jones, Sr., internationally known evangelist and founder of Bob Jones University, who during his earthly ministry was one of God's great warriors for the faith.
Verily, verily, I say unto thee, we speak that we know, and testify that we have seen, and ye receive not our witness. Now, you know, our Lord is talking, of course, about himself here. He's speaking of himself. He was a good witness. He should have been a good witness. From everlasting to everlasting, he was God. He was God manifest in the flesh. He was the Son of God. He was God. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost. You don't understand that, but you don't have to understand it. It's a fact. So many things you don't understand, don't have to understand that you know are true. You can know they're true without understanding. For instance, I know twice two's four. But if you ask me why twice two's four, well, I just say twice two's four. Why is that? Well, it's so, isn't it? Yes, it's so. I've experimented with it, and it works out in life. Now, I know Jesus Christ is the Son of God. I know that. If an angel would fly down from heaven into this room and sit right across the table where I'm sitting talking to you now and say to me, I've come down from heaven to earth to tell you that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, well, I wouldn't believe as much as I believe it from what I read in the Bible. You can't explain Jesus Christ any other way. Now, you try to explain him. Why hasn't there been another one? He should have been another one if he wasn't God. But he's the only begotten Son of God. These translators of the Revised Bible that we have left out only begotten in John 3:16. That's the devil's blow at the deity of Christ. That's the devil's method of striking at the deity of the Son of God. So he is the only begotten Son of God. And God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten. Now, we are sons and daughters of God when we are Christian people, but not in the sense that Jesus Christ is the only begotten Son of God. Jesus Christ had a virgin for a mother. God was his Father. He was God incarnated. Glorious, wonderful truth. He came down from heaven to earth by way of the body of a virgin and then went up a hilltop and died on a cross. And when he died on the cross, he didn't stay dead. He laid his life down and took it up again. He's alive forevermore. You know, you just can know. We K-N-O-W-N-O. Did you know the only kind of experience that's any good at all is a no-so experience? Eternity is a long time. Life is short at the best. I don't want to take any chance with my soul. You know, I'm not going to take any. I'm not taking any. It's not possible for a man who trusts Jesus Christ to take a chance. Now, wait for just a moment. Let us suppose that it isn't so. Now, it is so, but let's suppose it isn't. Let's suppose there's no God and no heaven and no hell. Now, I'm just supposing. Let's suppose that Jesus Christ was not the Son of God. Now, he was the Son of God. But let's just suppose that he's not the Son of God. We're just supposing now. Get that clear. He was the Son of God. All right? If it was all a dream, it's a wonderful dream. Now, wait, I have peace. It brings satisfaction. I have rest. I've never known a troubled heart that couldn't find rest in this world by faith in Jesus Christ. You have rest here. I've seen him with the thousands disturbed and troubled. I've seen him in darkness and despair. And I've seen him come to Jesus Christ and trust him and find something in him that brought rest and peace and contentment. I've seen homes that were saved from ruin. I've seen men die bravely because they were trusting Christ, unafraid of death. It's a wonderful thing, but he is the Son of God. He said, we've seen. We tell you what we've seen. We testify. You can depend on what we say. He said, one time heaven and earth may pass away, but my word shall not pass away. My word shall not. Nothing he said can pass away. Nobody can ever convict him of anything that's wrong. The judge that tried him, Pilate, to the court, said, I find no fault in him. Here's the man. I can't find anything wrong with him. They cried out, release unto us Barabbas. We'll take Barabbas, a murderer. A murderer, and said the Son of God. What are you taking in his place today? Some of you are taking the pleasures of the world. And how short those pleasures last. What a short time. They're gone forever. Some of you are taking the sins of the world. Some of you are letting your ambitions dominate you. You're taking something in the place of Jesus. You know, everybody rejects Jesus because in his life, there's something that overmasters, something that conquers him, something that dominates him. I found out that every sinner that ever has come to Christ under my ministry came at the last when he faced the fact that there was one dominating thing in his life. May have been pride, may have been ambition, may have been uncleanness, it may have been something else. But there's some one thing, always it's dominant, the king's sin. And when that sin is pulled off the throne, all the little sins take to cover, if there's such a thing as little sins. The soul is sinning, it shall die. Any sin that the soul commits is deadening. Not a big sin, the soul is sinning, it shall die. You ever stop to think about that? Dead in trespasses and in sin. You read about Jesus Christ raising the dead. Why? I've seen him do things just as wonderful as that. I've seen him take hopeless, helpless slaves to sin and set them free, deliver them, change them in a moment. I think I told you about that picture I have of a woman, that I have her picture and she looked in sin. Such a face you never saw. Then a few days after she's converted, she had another picture and she's as beautiful as an angel. Now, how did that happen? How do you explain that miraculous something? You don't have to tell me that Jesus isn't the Son of God. You don't have to tell me he is the Son of God. I know he's the Son of God, for I've seen him work. Now, he said, that which we've seen and heard declare we unto you. Now, you can depend on Jesus Christ. You can absolutely depend on him. He never said, I think. He never lied. He never told anybody it isn't true. Now, there isn't any other person that ever lived that hasn't lied at some time. Either in word or action. You've lied, I've lied. We've told things that were not true. We've lied in our actions if we didn't actually in our words. But Jesus never lied. He never told a falsehood. He never said a thing that wasn't so. He never said a thing that wasn't absolutely true. And there he spake as never man spake. Now you can depend on Jesus Christ. Now listen just a minute. You can't depend on this world, it won't last. You can't depend on your fellow man because man is weak. Up to the limit of his ability, I have many friends that will stand by me. But there are limits beyond which that friendship and help can't go. But Jesus Christ ever sufficient. When you go down into the valley of the shadow of death, he's there. He goes through the valley with you. Mother and father, sister and brother and friend stop at the gate on this side. They see you go through and tell you goodbye with a broken heart. But Jesus doesn't stop at the gate. He goes along through the gate and through the valley out to the other side with you. It sure is wonderful to be a Christian. I wouldn't give up what I have in my heart of rest and security and peace today for all the world. I hope you have it. I hope you know what I'm talking about. It's such a wonderful, wonderful thing. Now, I said, I've told you earthly things, Jesus said, and ye believe me not. Even about the things in this world. How can I expect you to believe me if I tell you about heavenly things? And no man ever ascended up to heaven but he that came down from heaven, even the Son of Man which is in heaven. Did you know that Jesus Christ, until he rose from the dead, that nobody ever actually went into the heaven of heavens? Did you know that? You know, when in the Old Testament, when a man died, he went to paradise. Now, there were two compartments, as I told you, in paradise. There was a compartment where the good people went, and there's a compartment where the bad people went, and they were separated by an impassable gulf. And down there, the compartment of paradise, we call it, what we call hell, or Hades, was a compartment where the wicked people went. Now, there's another compartment of the departed dead, and that's paradise. So on the cross, Jesus said, today shall thou be in me in paradise. He didn't say in heaven. So when Jesus died, he went to paradise, to that compartment down there, where all the righteous dead had gone. And then when he was in that compartment there, you know, paradise, the third day he rose from the dead. The thief was with him. Then Jesus took everybody out of that compartment, the compartment of rest and peace, the compartment where the Old Testament saints went. He took all of those people with him up to heaven. When he went, he just took those with him out of paradise, up into heaven. So now then, ever since then, it's absent from the body present to the Lord. So if you die, you don't go to paradise. You go straight home to your heavenly Father. You're with this world one minute, you're with God the next minute. Paul said, desire to depart to be with Christ, which is far better. Far better. It's not all of it. For someday the body's going to be redeemed too. And the dead that died in Christ will be awakened from the grave. And our body that's under the curse of sin will have the curse lifted. And body and soul will be united. But oh, how wonderful it is to know when our loved ones die in Christ, they are absent from the body, present with the Lord. Now, notice what he said. And no man is ascending to heaven, but he that came down from heaven, even the Son of Man which is in heaven. Now, that's the Son of God. He was in heaven. He came down from heaven. He died on a cross. He was buried. He went to a compartment of Hades, which is called paradise. He took everybody when he rose from dead with him out of paradise up into heaven. And now, when we die, we go to be with the Lord. Then some blessed day, he's coming back to this world. He's going to raise all who died in Christ. He's going to translate all living saints. And he's coming back to this earth. And we're going to reign with him on this earth. Now, wait a minute. He said, if you suffer with me, you'll reign with me. He's still the rejected one. He's still not the king of the world, though he has a title to the kingdom. And he's coming back sometime to reign. He is King of kings and Lord of lords. He's coming into his inheritance someday. But sometime he's coming back. And he's going to reign on this earth. Now our business as Christians is to be faithful to him. True to him. True to him when he's rejected. He's a nobleman that's gone into a far country to get a kingdom to return. So let's be loyal to him while he's away. He is a nobleman. But he's unknown today. I told you some time ago, if you don't accept Jesus Christ in the role in which he appears, you don't accept him. When he came the first time, he came to die, to be a savior of people. Now we accept him as a savior. Now he's our advocate at the right hand of the Father when we accept him as a savior. We accept him as our advocate. He's the only advocate I want. He's the only lawyer I need. He wins all his cases at the bar of the sky. Then sometime, he's coming back again. We're going to be with him. He's going to be King of kings and Lord of lords. And he's going to reign on this earth. Men and women, only a small percentage of the world's population saved. America, with all its church membership, only a small percentage are really born again Christians. Dr. Torrey told me years ago, when there was less liberalism than now, that only he thought if not more than 10% of the church members he'd ever met would have been converted. Jesus Christ is still rejected. He's still despised. He's still cast out. And we who are faithful to him, and that's our responsibility. That's what we pray for out here at Bob Jones University, that this school may stay faithful to the Lord. In all things true to him, never surrender, never compromise, never trimming. True to the Lord Jesus Christ. God help us to be faithful and loyal and true. Never giving up, never surrendering, never compromising. We're going to do it by the grace of God. All right, we'll be with him someday. Some of us may be there soon. He may come quickly. He is coming. And everything points to his soon appearing. And it'll be such a blessed thing. You folks in pain and suffering and sickness, you folks who haven't had all the breaks in this world except the things that have been bad for you, things seemingly from a worldly standpoint, your day is coming if you're trusting him. I'm trusting Jesus Christ as my Savior. And I've tried to surrender to him as my Lord. And I'm going to keep looking up and watching for him and trying to be faithful to him. Let's be true to him. And someday we'll be with him forevermore. Our Heavenly Father, bless all who are listening in. May some hungry heart who heard this message come to Jesus Christ. Hear us in this prayer. We plead with thee. We pray to thee. Speak to these hearts and help them to come to the Lord. As we look up into thy face, we call upon thee for mercy and blessing and grace, for strength to carry out our responsibility to be true to our Lord. We pray in the precious name of Jesus. Amen.
You have just heard Dr. Bob Jones, Sr., internationally known evangelist and founder of Bob Jones University, who during his earthly ministry was one of God's great warriors for the faith. This program is sponsored by Bob Jones University.